SAFM Market Update with Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
The time was 7:05 this morning when Sasol Limited released their financial results for the 6 months ended 31 December 2025. The business experiencing some operational challenges and some significant impairments. We're going to be taking a look at this in greater detail with the Chief Financial Officer at Sasol, Walt Bruns. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of the performance. Walt, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. A difficult start to the year, but I suppose that is the nature of dealing with environments where you can't control them. How are you feeling as a team at the moment?
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy, and good evening to you and your listeners.
Thanks for having me on the show again. Yeah, we don't get to pick the environment that we operate in, but as you say, it's how we respond that's the most important. You know, I think on our side, the key levers that we do control are things like sales volumes, which we saw a nice uptick, 3% up year on year. And then on the cost side, we saw a nice reduction in our cash fixed cost by 2%. Capital was down by more than 40%. And that helped us generate free cash flow for the first time in the first half of a financial year for more than 4 years. So, you know, you've got to take the good with the bad, but we just focused on what we can do and how we respond. And as a team, that's what we committed to.
Well, let's get into some of the difficulties that you have been experiencing as a business. I suppose most notably there would be almost 8 billion rands worth of non-cash remeasurements in the form of impairments making up the bulk of that. Take us through that as well as some of the other challenges you've had to contend with in this period.
Yeah, so I think the impairments, the two most notable ones were in our Secunda liquid fuels refinery. That cash generating unit remains fully impaired. So the impairment of 3 billion is linked to the capital that we spent in this period. I think what's important for you and your listeners, Jimmy, is that just one view of the Secunda, you know, asset itself. You know, the Secunda also produces chemicals. That's a separate cash generating unit. And there we still see significant headroom above the net book value. So in total, Secunda itself remains very profitable. And then I think the second large impairment is just in Mozambique. It's linked to our PSA project. There, it's not so much the total volumes of gas that's reduced, but just it's a timing lag in terms of those volumes. And that delayed monetization has resulted in impairment. So we're looking at how do we claw that back. There's some physical constraints with the plant, but we're quite hopeful that we can come up with a non-CapEx or CapEx-light solution and make sure that excess gas comes to South Africa.
Walt, let's take a look at that chemicals business in a bit more detail. I want to particularly look at the offshore business and just the entire chemicals portfolio for Sasol. That has been something that we've discussed on multiple occasions, not just in this catch-up. Where do we stand on that business? How is that doing? Are we seeing signs of recovery? What's the latest there?
Yeah, so I think, we'll start. Our reset strategy is progressing. I mean, the market conditions are weaker than what we anticipated, and we saw some slightly lower US ethylene margins. We did, however, manage to increase our EBITDA by about 10% versus the prior year, and we have, however, adjusted our long-term kind of guidance, not a long-term, our FY26 guidance. So we previously guided we were going to make $450 to $550 million US dollars EBITDA. Our latest guidance shows around 375 to 450, so slightly revision, but mostly driven by, you know, lower macro price assumptions, some weaker demand, especially in the European business, and then we had an unplanned outage in the second half of last year at our cracker. So the business it's a bit mixed. We're seeing improvements across the different areas, but they are not, it's not changing our longer term view of the business. We still think it's value accretive.
Walt, we'll come back to that long term view in a second. I noted that from a cash flow perspective, the business had almost a billion rand in free cash flow improvements, significant improvement from that perspective. CapEx was a little lower, but the decision from a business perspective, in line with where the debt sits at the moment, I imagine, is that the dividend will be put on hold for the foreseeable future. Take us through the dividend policy from a company perspective for those that don't know the policy, and perhaps where management sits on when you're likely to see conditions potentially reverse in this area.
Sure. Yeah, we adjusted our dividend policy at our Capital Markets Day in May of last year. So we committed to paying 30% of free cash flow as dividends, but only when the net debt excluding leases is sustainably below $3 billion US dollars. Currently, we're sitting around $3.8 billion US dollars, so we haven't reached that dividend trigger. We still expect to get there in FY28, so that's, you know, 2 years from now. But we think it's the quickest way for us to create value for our equity shareholders is one is to de-risk the enterprise by reducing the debt. And in so doing, as we reduce the debt, we also increase the equity share of the enterprise value. So we feel that it's a quicker way for us to create value for our shareholders. And to be honest, you've seen it in the share price performance over the last year. We've recovered off a pretty low base, and we'll continue to deliver that uplift in the equity value. Obviously, the macros remain uncertain and volatile, and it's never easy to predict what the oil price or exchange rate is going to do. But I think that comes back, Jimmy, to my comments earlier, is how we respond, is how we will it will define us.
Well, speaking of that response, let's get to that outlook. How are you and the team looking at the next 6 months, potentially even the next 12 to 18 months from a strategy point of view? I see there is still a sense of optimism. The business still has quite a bit of liquidity headroom. You are still in the positions to make certain strategic decisions. What does that strategy start to look like with earnings down for the first 6 months, impairments up, and the challenge that lies ahead for the business?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, we'll continue to, as I mentioned earlier, on the self-help measures that I've explained. I think, you know, we don't get to dictate what the oil price or exchange rate is going to do. But I think, you know, continuing to produce and sell volumes that customers still want and need, doing it in a cost-competitive way, you'll see our break-even oil price has come down. It's now $53 a barrel for the first half. And then on our international chemical business, continue with that reset strategy. You know, it's maybe slower than what we would have liked, but it's certainly still delivering incremental gains. And we still think there's quite a bit of potential for us to unlock. So, you know, Jimmy, it's about doing the basics right, keeping our costs low, making sure our capital is disciplined. And as I mentioned, that will, you know, our primary focus right now is deleveraging that balance sheet and just reducing some of the risks associated with our enterprise.
Keeping the basics in check and making sure that you're able to control the areas of the business that are within your control. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Chief Financial Officer at Sasol Limited, Walt Bruns, for taking us through their first 6 months of the year and how their second 6 months could potentially shape up.